Gildon does appreciate the early proposals, but he questions Ferguson's $15 billion budget gap claim. Nonpartisan analysts put it closer to $6.7 billion.
How do you get from 6.7 up to 15? So the first thing that you got to do is you've got to add $4 billion worth of raises to state employees. Then you add in some policy items and you do a few other things and boom, you're at 15.
One proposal that concerns him, furloughs for state employees, especially while taxpayers fund $4 billion in pay raises.
He just increased the cost of government by $4 billion by giving state employees raises. And then to save, you're giving them time off, meaning the people of Washington State are going to receive less benefit for their tax dollar.
Gildon says Republicans would use some of Ferguson's savings if they were to write a budget and have even more ideas to share, and they're ready to talk. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.